We can go on to some news items now. We have some sport to report on, so we'll have a few items about football and also racing at Fakenham. But there is also room for news of changes at Slough Bottom Park and 2026 destinations from our airport. Let's start, however, with the demolition of Cliff Top Homes at Hemsby and more details of the major changes being made over the next 2 years at Thickthorn Roundabout on the A11. Right. Work continues to demolish unsafe homes along Hemsby's crumbling coastline as council teams remain in the village following a devastating week of erosion. Great Yarmouth Borough Council said around 10 metres of land have been lost to the sea, with a further 14 homes now deemed at imminent risk of collapse. Demolition of the affected properties will continue this week while the council's housing team will be based at the Hemsby Beach Cafe to support residents. Residents living in the most at-risk homes were told to evacuate ahead of Storm Goretti following the demolition of 9 houses since mid-December. The council has reminded members of the public to stay well clear of the site and follow all signage, as the area remains dangerous. As it stands, there is no government compensation scheme for victims of coastal erosion. Instead, affected residents may be eligible for the Coastal Erosion Assistance Grant, which provides up to £6,000 per property towards demolition and relocation costs.
Motorists will see significant changes as the £200 million revamp of one of Norfolk's busiest junctions gathers pace in the coming months, says bosses behind the scheme. The work is being done by contractors Skanska on behalf of National Highways, which has responsibility for the A11 and A47. At its peak, there will be 300 people working on the project. The changes at Thickthorn will see 2 new free-flowing slip roads connecting the A47 with the A11. Those new roads will reroute traffic away from the roundabout through new underpasses beneath the A47 and A11, taking some 12,000 vehicles a day off that roundabout. A new link road will connect Cantley Lane South with the B1172 Norwich Road to the north via a new bridge. The existing footbridge over the A47 is being removed, with a new footbridge for walkers, cyclists and horse riders. The month ahead will see more work to dig down for the underpasses, some 6 metres below the existing level of the A11. The entire project is due to be completed in 2028. Mr. Letch said good progress had been made since work began last year.
Jovan Macamar's impressive hat-trick ensured Norwich City avoided unnecessary FA Cup drama to progress against Walsall with a dominant 5-1 victory at Carrow Road. The Canaries were in charge throughout against League Two opposition, with Matty Juracek opening the scoring and his City account after firing an effort past Miles Roberts inside the opening 15 minutes. Then Macamar took centre stage, starting with converting a rebound after Jack Stacey's effort was cleared off the line superbly by the experienced Aidan Flint, only for the winger to slot the rebound. A quick-fire double after the break secured City's place in round 4 and Macamar's hat-trick. The result means Norwich are in the hat for the 4th round draw, with games being played on the weekend of February 14th. That means their scheduled championship clash away at relegation rivals Oxford United will be rescheduled.
Norwich City's top brass will back Philippe Clement to keep hold of Wantaway striker Josh Sargent in the January transfer window. The Belgian head coach revealed that the US international had made himself unavailable for Sunday's FA Cup third round win over Walsall amid a transfer bid from Toronto FC. Clement reiterated his stance from earlier in the window, after the cup win, that Sargent is too vital to the club's championship survival bid to cash out this month. The Canadiens' reported $12 million inquiry is a long way short of the $23 million package City were negotiating with Wolfsburg in the summer before Sargent pulled the plug on a potential Bundesliga return. Club talks are now expected to continue with Sargent and his camp in the coming days to resolve the impasse, after Clement indicated there would be consequences to the forwards' FA Cup snub. Sporting director Ben Napper will support Clement in the standoff, who is believed to want City to reject any bid for Sargent in the coming weeks.
Andy Cook's plan to get crosses into the box worked a treat for his Norwich City players as they beat Actonians 3-0 in their first game after a winter break. The Canaries kept the pressure on league leaders Fulham with a comfortable win in the capital, Evie Williams adding to an Issy Moore brace to claim a ninth consecutive league victory. Head coach Cook was delighted with the performance, praising his charges for their dominance after over a month without playing. It was a tough game. 3-0 is a good scoreline, a clean sheet. We're always happy with that, he said. We're just pleased that we've been able to come away with 3 points.
Boudicca Finals Day at Fakenham Racecourse promises to be one of the venue's most memorable meetings. It features the £50,000 Gamble Plant, Norfolk Limited, Queen Boudicca Mares Handicap Chase Final and the £25,000 Fakenham Skips Mares Handicap Hurdle, both to be televised live on ITV4 to supplement its presentation of the Windsor Winter Millions fixture. And just for good measure, legendary Irish multi-time champion trainer Willie Mullins has two runners among the entries for the seven-race Fakenham card, which gets underway at 12:30 p.m.
Plans have been revealed to transform one of the city's biggest parks as part of an £8 million revamp. Norwich City Council has lodged its proposals to upgrade Slowbottom Park in Mar Cross by creating an all-weather pitch and new sports facilities. It is the first phase of the multi-million pound scheme, which will also upgrade the BMX track, create a new cafe, add a destination play area and repair paths. Councillor Carly Harper, Cabinet Member for Finance and Major Projects, said, "Installing the all-weather pitch and sports hub is part of our wider plans to install some great facilities at the park and create more opportunities for young people to get fit, active and have some fun too."
From Lapland to Malta, Aberdeen to Ibiza, here are all the exciting destinations you can reach from Norwich Airport in 2026. Customers can fly to a total of 13 countries from Norwich this year. Fly to the Greek islands of Corfu, Crete and Rhodes, or to Paphos in Cyprus. Ryanair is offering flights to Spain, Alicante, Portugal, Faro and Malta. Trips to Ibiza, Mallorca and Menorca in the Balearic Islands are also available. Those looking for a cold getaway can take a festive trip to Lapland. Anyone wanting to fly further afield can connect to more than 150 other destinations via Amsterdam's Schiphol. Norwich Airport's website suggests Africa, Asia, North America, South America, Central America and the Middle East.